That I refuse. But one of the, it was, but that's okay. Don't feel guilty, John. But one of the reporters that was screaming asked about the one state, two state. And I said, I think the two state will happen. I think it's in one way more difficult because it's a real estate deal, because you need meets and bounds and you need lots of carve outs and lots of everything. It's actually a little tougher deal. But another way, it works better because you have people governing themselves. And
yes.
So they asked me about that. I said, well, I think the two-state will happen. I think we're going to go down the two-state road. And I'm glad I got it out. And Jared, who's so involved, he loves Israel. He loves Israel. But he's also going to be very fair with the Palestinians. He understands it takes two people to be happy, two groups of people to be happy. Everybody's got to be happy. And that's why it's so tough. Because there's been so much hatred and anger for so many years. That's what probably the number one ingredient of toughness is. But they asked me, I said, I think it's going to be a two-state. And you know what I did today? By saying that, I put it out there. And if you ask most of the people in Israel, they agree with that. But nobody wanted to say it. It's a big thing to put it out. It's a very big thing to put it out. Now, the bottom line, if the Israelis and the Palestinians want one state, that's okay with me. If they want two states, that's okay with me. I'm happy if they're happy. I'm a facilitator. I want to see if I can get a deal done so that people don't get killed anymore. When we had in Saudi Arabia, we had one of the great conferences in history. Many of you were there, probably all of you were there. It's one of the most beautiful 2 days. Two of the most incredible events I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like it. And we had, I believe, 58 Muslim countries, the leaders, the kings, the emirs, the absolute leaders from every. There was nobody in second place. They were the leaders of the whole thing. And unbeknownst to anybody else, people would come up to me individually. It wasn't a setup. They'd come up to me and say, sir, you can't have peace in the Middle East without peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians. I said, why? What difference? Why does that matter so much? They said, it just is impossible to make peace in the Middle East unless you have between the Israelis. So I heard that from one, the king of Saudi Arabia, who's a great guy, King Salman. And then somebody else came up. And he wasn't told, oh, go up and say it. I know where they're coming from. And I must have had 12 leaders say it, and they just said it. And I started to realize that peace between Israel and the Palestinians for the Middle East is a very important thing, and we're trying very hard to get it. I think probably two-state is more likely, but you know what? If they do a single, if they do a double, I'm okay with it if they're both happy. If they're both happy, I'm okay with either. I think the two-state is more likely. Okay, how about one?
New York Times.